Rashi is on Lamed Gimel and Beis, about halfway down the page, Ben Gerim. So Yehuda Ben Gerim was Ben Ger B'Giyaros. He was a son of Gerim. Literally, both of his parents were Gerim. Shalumazu Rabim. They were talking about this nation, the Roman nation. So Yehuda said nice things about them. Rabbi was quiet. He said Shvokim. Said Moshe Shvokim Yoros v'Chusesi, and they set up the cities nicely with the plazas, etc. And Rehud Megarim went out. He went and told about one of his Tamidim, I love Rehud Megarim, to his parents. Well, Ashmi and the Malchus, he didn't intend that it should get to the government's ears. That wasn't his point. He wasn't trying to be Malshin. He just was talking about it. Once he spoke about it, it got there. But eventually it came to the Malchus because of what he had done. So the Chabad Chaim, you know, learns that this is, there's a person who has a chiyuv and Hilchos Lashon Hara to be taken into consideration, the possibility that what you say is going to travel. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben Loi, who was Shabbayach, as he said, of the years of Rishon Medarim, his position will be he always has to speak first. So went into the cave. Ivrilu charuva lecho perusav venin demaya lishna. So he had now this charuva tree to eat the fruits, and he had the spring of water to drink. Bechala, they store themselves in the sand. Bechal, so you pushed in Migdam, they took off the clothing, shall you vallow, they shouldn't wear out. Machas and Erbos and Bechal, so they cover their ervot to be able to learn in the sand. So people, Karbi was Kershim, people which were plowing. So they said, how can people do that? If we do what we're supposed to be doing, we'll get supported by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and let the nations of the world will take care of the practical elements. That parallels Rav Shimon Yochai Shita, the Moran Brachos at the beginning of the sixth parak, where he says, the other nations will take care of it. Russia will take care of it, and you can sit and learn. So Russian was not happy with that attitude. He was causing damage wherever he was looking. Back into the cave. The Ben Yehuda actually says that Elio came to the cave. Apparently there's in the Zayar, which is part of what he learned while he was Elio came to him directly. So why did this time Elio stand by the front of the cave and not come inside? It wasn't really time to come out yet. Even though the Kesar had died, but it was like the Xeru, obviously whatever was going on, there was in Shemayim, there was a reason why they sent them into the cave. It wasn't just so that in Shemayim it wasn't really 100% time for him to leave, but it was sort of like a test to see, whether he, so he didn't tell Behedya, okay, it's time to go, my friends, let's go. He said it outside and let them decide themselves, what to do with information. And apparently it still wasn't really the appropriate time for them to leave yet. So Chazal Darshan, that they're talking about the fire of Gehenna, it doesn't go out. Which means when the Chodesh comes back to its same Chodesh. So often the dead and by Bimasha, even those which are judged in there are able to come out the Shachavas Lashem, to come out of the Gehenna and go to the Mishtachav of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Masha Bas is Lamini Shalahem. Kedoshim Lamini Shalahem. So the Shabbos means, I think it means, you started counting the week, so the Kedoshim means you started counting the month. So you will see the corpses of these people which had been against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and their fire is not going to go out. And but eventually, mechodesh bechodesh, from the chodesh which they with their month, the month that they entered in, they come out. So he said to his son Elozer that Dai Lo'elam. So he says, nobody's learning. So he says, you know what? So we're learning. That's also okay. But Eske Torah Nivat. We're learning, and they'll do other things, and that's okay. Shem. You know, I think that he could have, but they didn't want to miss some kind of nes. There was a chiv to maintain, you know, they have a mitzvah covering their erva, they had a chiv to maintain, so they did that.
So that means they had an expectation that they were doing it a long
time. Unlike Eliyahu, where ravens were bringing food here, this was not as much of a nes, you know, the carob tree.
Even if it was, but they didn't have a right to say, therefore, there's also going to be a nace in that. And therefore, you know, the food, they had no choice. They had to go away, they had to run away, and the Russian will take care of the rest. You know, this is a mitzvah on their part to make sure that they have clothing, they should be able to cover themselves when they wanted to daven. So they had a mitzvah, so they had to take care of the mitzvah. Now, if the Russian decided to give them something, maybe yeah, maybe no. So I guess the Russian said, you know, okay, now there's no need for the nace, so. Like in the Midbar, you know, their clothing just, you know, was cleaned and grew with them. So I guess it could have happened. That's what I'm assuming. I have the same question. Like, that's what I'm assuming, that was the logic behind it. So the Mor says, you know, so whoever Rabbi Elozer would look at and burn, so Rabbi Shimon would look at and heal. He saw this person running with Shem Adani, Chavila Shal Hadas, Lahariach B'Shabbos. He had two bundles of Hadas to smell on Shabbos. Madani is coming, Madonna's Kima is a bundle. It's bound up. Fine. So Pinchas Ben Yoreh is coming, Orich with Masaka and Machlik, we're trying to smooth out his skin from, you know, put creams on, etc., from all of the. And he saw these Bakoyim. Cracks stuck him, and like cracks, machmas achol due to the sands. Kamatzachale, Reb Shimon, as Reb Shimon screamed out because of the shadamos maluchim, because the tears are salty. But when they touch the maka, they make it painful. Reb Shimon Choy said, because I was able to come out, you know, safe, ask him also, when Yaakov was saved from Esav, he gave back to the communities around him something to, as an expression of his Hakarsa Toiv. Shalom Begufoy, Shin Yitzchak Bitzalatoy. So Yaakov came out, he says, with Shalom Begufoy, his body was now healthy. Over the Bershim healed his limp. Shalom Eterosha Shalom. He didn't forget his learning due to the whole. I think her derech over here doesn't just mean the travel, but the whole episode of Lavan. You know, the leaving from his home to run away because of Esav, and spending time with Lavan, and then coming back. The whole thing, he still was able to remember his Torah. So take him. So he did rechain b'chaniyah. So. So he did for them something which was chayin, or lashon chaniya of dwelling. That's the drasha we're saying in the pasuk. But yichan, he did something nice back to them. Well, in era that the drashas in the pasuk, but yichan is chalkas asada lashon tikkun. It's actually from the second half of the pasuk, which is not quoted directly in the Gemara, but it says Be'ikan is, he purchased Seidarshan and Be'ikan Lashon of purchasing Lashon of Tikkun. The Gemara says there's Kahanim over here, and the Kahanim of Yisrael Tzara Lakufei Shal Yoisa Shuk Shasavik by Mokum Maver Ha'ir L'Rabim, the place where the issue of the potential tuma, which we weren't sure about, was a place where people would travel into the city. The Kahanim lo hayu yechal mekadosh shom, met tumah. Kana couldn't go in because of the Tzavik Tuma. But Tzarech Lahakiv Derech Acher Orach, they had to go around a much longer route to get into the city. So that was a big tircha for the Kahanim. So he said, Ikul Yod Vizkazik Tahara B'Hashuk Miyamav. Does anybody have any awareness of that? Was it's halachic status. Now, so what does he want? He wants, had it been a basic kavoris, which had been an established basic kavoris, to be a basic kavoris, you're not allowed to move it. Mishnah in Oilus. Right? Once you convey it, but if it was, have, if it was a Syrian, a mace was buried there, but not to establish a basic kavoris, so then you're allowed to move it. So let's be mevar, if maybe there is a tumah here where we can move a tumah somewhere else, let's try mevar that. So he said, Kan Kithis ben Zakai, Shoslon, Ba'okron, Lacha Gedulon. He planted them and then he took them out. What did he plant? Tumah se tumah. Atzichos, the Shomer, Matahara, which you have to, the tumah, so you have to be careful with the Matahara. Vekam hu hayakoyen, Kamina besefta the Torah. Imash also, Dori Shachachti. He couldn't remember how a certain thing was done in the Mikdash. So apparently he was a Kayan. Rechem Zakai. According to this Tosefta. Okay. Ovid Iyu Nami Hachi. So he did the same thing, which means he was Hayimakatsi Termusim and Mashlikun Shom. He was cutting, he was cutting them up and putting them there, Manasseh Neis, and this process, Rashi says, what happened was the result was a Neis happened. Mitzof Hameis b'makom shehu sham. There was a Mace there actually, and it actually floated up. Mitzino l'makom a kever. They're able to mark off exactly where the kever was, and then so now they knew exactly, you know. So they went back down inside and they marked off which what area to stay away from, and the rest of it was now mutter. Hachim Farsh Beth Pesikta, the Parsha Soimer, Ubeser Zroyim, Yerushalmi. In two places, it brings it out the whole story. So this Zokain said that he was being Matar Besa Kvoris, which means it had a status of Besa Kvoris, and therefore, even if you mark up the mace, it wouldn't help you because it had been designated as a Besa Kvoris, and you still have a Din of Tumah there. So he said, I understand, Yehoyisa B'mami, you're with us, Omninis. You agreed to our, to count into the psach, and now you're raising questions. People would say that each one helps the other one look nice. So you have a chiyuv to present to the world the concept that the Tamina Chachamim support each other. They don't argue for no purpose. So if you agree with it before, why are you making an issue? So the more says, as a punishment, he was nifter. And then he said, Yehudim and Gerim, he says, this fellow's still around. So Galat Mehat Samas, Kimbeis, Shernirka, Basara, Benofel, Mizman, Harbe. It wasn't just that he died, he looked like he was dead for a long time. Even though he would have been alive, and he was alive, but he was dealt with as if he was totally dead for a long time. And then the physical reality expressed, reflected that fact.
I thought it was permissible for the Chacham, even afterwards, right, to have trying to discuss the halacha, and he's someone overruled, he's still allowed to continue to teach that as Torah, but not the Maisa. Why is this
You know, I don't remember the sugya. You know, he's definitely not chayiv if he teaches that the Torah l'maisa in the Zaken Mamre. It's not chayiv, but not being chayiv and being mutter, I'm not sure the same thing. I'm not sure that it's mutter. But it's telling over here, Rashi says hiskamta. You agreed to the decision. So that goes along with the idea of a case of a bezim. We come to the decision. This person shouldn't be coming out afterwards and saying, you know, my chaverim said this and I said this, but they overruled me. That's not
there
the right.
They're trying to curry favor with one another.
I think over here also, you're trying. Bezin came to the decision how to deal with an issue, and he's passing this place as Torah. You can't come out and say it's Tomei. You know, that was the Bezin made a decision. You know, you were part of the Bezin. You came to the minion and said the psak was at its Torah. So creating, you're undermining the power of Bezin to educate.
Because he's talking about a particular plot of land here, not theoretically.
Maybe.
I love that answer.
That could be. Okay, so the Mishnah. Gimel Deborah Mitzor Chalom Lomer B'Soch Beisla Erev Shabbos Im Chashech. Person has three things that he's required to say. Erev Shabbos close to when the sun sets. He served them. He has to ask them if they took off Meiser. Erav them. He has to ask them if they were made the Eruv. We'll see what Eruv we're talking about. Of the three, there's three potential Eruvin. There's Eruv Tavshilin, which is we're not talking about. There are Eruv Tichumin and there are Eruv Chetzeris. So what Eruvin are we talking about? And Halikus and Ner, and then he would command them, he wouldn't ask them, because, you know, if they had not lit the Ner yet, he would tell them to light the Ner. Okay. Sabach HaShecha, Sabach En HaShecha. It was a situation where we're not sure if it has, what it's considered Lila or not. Banish Moshe's. So Ema Asim is a Valai. So during that time of prison, it may not take off Meiser, but something which is definitely Chayv and Meiser. It's considered, it looks like a Tikkun in the item. Vema Bilam is a Kalim. You cannot be Mitayer Kalim. This is from Tumala to Tahara. Vema Likun is a Neris, and you can't light Neris. There's a subject that rice. Alba Masin is a Demai. Demai, which is only Chiyav Derbanan, we said before, Rava said even it's not even a full-fledged Chiyav Derbanan, it's a Chiyav Derbanan Misafik. So it's not really a Tikkun, because we already, the Mora says, we recognize the fact that Amay Oretz Amay Astrin, so it's not really a Tikkun, because I want to do it anyway, but it's not really a Tikkun, so it's Mutter to do Benish Moshes, Amay Arvin, you're allowed to do an Eruv. Mora's going to talk about what Eruv you're allowed to do. The Terminus of Chaman, and you're allowed to do Hatmona of Chamin. We're going to talk about that also. Zek Rashi, Im Chashecha. You do it close to the time of the sun setting. Sheim Yemayir Lahaskir Mibayoyim. You know, why do you wait till the last minute? It's the reason why Dibin Lemitzis. Deal with it earlier. Rashi says, because we're afraid if you deal with it earlier, Yivshu B'Yarmra Dan Yesho. So they'll say, yeah, I'll take care of it. Instead of taking care of it immediately, and then meanwhile it will never be taken care of. So over here, waiting till closer to the end is advantageous. So he has to ask them, Isart them. Paris or Ilan, Lusuda Shabbos, where you're ma'aser, the different fruits, items you want to use for the Suda. Sha'af achilas aroy shel Shabbos, kivas lamaiser, kirminim misatis beya. The Shabbos ernik ikri. Mikol shehu havi oinig. Any element of Shabbos is considered an oinig, and therefore there's no way to eat anything on Shabbos without meiser. So there's no heter v'chilas aroy on Shabbos. So you better take off meiser, because otherwise you can eat these things at all. Now Rashi's funny, because Rashi starts off with Suda Shabbos, which is not aroy, which is keva. Then Rashi switches to aroy. I wasn't sure what the. So let's just say Suda Shabbos means Achil on Shabbos. Eravtem. So Rashi explains it means Eruv Tchumen v'Chatzeris. The question of Eravtem is going referring to had there been a need for Eruv Tchumen, had you made it, and had you made the Eruv Chatzeris. Now Bahani Trei Shaychel Lememino v'Loshen Shela. The first two you can add, we just said you present them as a question. Meshemakar also, because maybe they did it. Abu Benair, Lashach, you can't say he locked them. Did you light the Nair? The Dabar Nir Le'ayinu, over there, it's visible. So if, had they not done it, he would tell them how leak was in there. Okay.
Now, this means when the man asks the woman who married him, and the third case steps.
Right.
So was it the woman who made the Eruv Chatzeris?
It didn't have to be the woman, it could be anyone in the home. It wasn't necessarily. So, basically means, you know, he asked the members of the household, whoever, he could have delegated to somebody else. You know, so to do.
I was starting to think he would be the one that's not such a simple thing necessarily. So he would have done it if it were going to be done.
He could. Right? But he doesn't have. It doesn't have to. It's not limited to him. In my house, my wife makes the Ruba Tavshil. We just make Arab Tavshil. My wife makes it usually. My Shriger makes it. It's some syrup from the. And I have a feeling that in Europe, her mother made it also. You know, she's doing the cooking. She's doing the baking. So she makes. She takes care of making it. You know, probably because your wife said. Right. I don't know. I'm sorry. We have a liberated household. Okay. Savach Hashaycha Zakrashi. It's very liberated. We're very liberated. We're trying to be free from the Yetzer Hara. Okay. Kagoyin Ben Hashemoshes. Some shem means Ben Hashemoshes. Em Asmas Avadai. The Tikkun Me'al Yehu. It's a definite Tikkun. Alvagal the Shus Be'almah. Even though it's only the Rabbanon. So Kesaver Gozer Al Hashus Al Ben Hashemoshes. Even though Ben Hashemoshes is a Sofik. Chazal regards to the Shusim Ben Hashemoshes also. Also, the Hamina Mishus, it's the Rabbanon community beset this Beya. The Nirkim Masakin Kli, from Tuma to Tahara, is the process of being Masakin Kli. Mimlikas and Eris, Kolshkein, obviously he can't do that. The Sveik of the Raisa, he's the Sveik of the Raisa. Mizu, Ben Tarkler, Mizu. So, if the first two are a problem, obviously, and Issa the Raisa is a problem, but there wasn't really a need to say it. Being not called tikkun. Rav Amayoritz ma'aser him because Rav Amayoritz are ma'aser umarvin a river.
Just wondering why did not say it's not mitake because you could eat it by being matker yinafasim.
I understand, but right now that you didn't do that, you're creating some type of change in the kli, in the item. Because now you're allowed to eat it even if you aren't mafker. So there's an element that Rashi says, but we don't look at it as a tikkun because really there's no real change being effected in the kli. I'm not sure saying the other way would be any advantage. Ma'arvin eruv, you're allowed to make an eruv. Now, the more part of the more says, we would specifically ask it earlier, which means one of the things you're supposed to have done before, and you can't, in other words, take care of it because you can't take care of it later. That's the idea before of the question, and now we're saying, well, you can do it now. You know, even afterwards. Okay. In terms of Chaman, so that's the Morris question. Noisnon bekupa shamuchin lios chaimam mishtamer behem. She would take a box with some muchin, were like little chopped up pieces of clothing. So you would chop up into small pieces and you have these muchin there. So it would act as an insulator. And you would put the pots in there. And it would maintain the heat. So the Ben Hashemoshes is still permitted, but once it's Vaday Chashecha, it's not permitted to do Hatmana.
What about Hatmana that it's Mosif?
That's also even Erev Shabbos. Hatmana, but Mosif Hevel is also even Erev Shabbos. Right. Okay. Menohani Mili. They should ask these things. You should know that there's peace in your home. And you should literally, the Pasha Taitis, you should command, you should be Poike Novecha, the one who dwells in your home. Well, you will not do a veir. Rashi does not give us any clue how he see what how you see the different points over here in the pasuk, and it's up, you know, Shalom Shatim brought down. Shalom Alecha is referring to the Nair. Losechta is referring to not eating the Dabar Shenim Usur. The Katatan Avecha is your lashon of your dwelling place, would refer to Ruvach Hatzeris. You've commanded to make sure the dwelling place is done properly. It was one chapter they saw. Okay. So it's a chiv to say something. It's a mitzvah to do. So you say it. Make sure it's done. You make sure it's done properly, and you say it in a commanding tone. Well, you should say it in a gentle tone. It's a command, so you might think that you're chiv to command it, you know, in a strong presence. Don't do that. Say it gently. This way, the people will accept what you're doing. Amar Vashi, Anolo Shmieli, Hodor Baravuna, Mikiyamti Misvoru. Okay, I figured it out myself also that that's a good way of doing. Something more. Furthermore, Kasha, Hogu Vakasha. We see the mystery over here. Amar Tushlash, the word Mesach, Adam Lamasach, Bezer, Shabbos Imchashecha, Imchashecha in, Sabachashecha, Sabagena Chashecha Loi. These are things which obviously we're asking them now before it starts getting dark. Before Beit Hashemesh starts, because these are things you must take care of now. So you can't take care of an Erev once it's Sefach HaShecha. V'had Yitzhanani Sefach HaShecha, Sefach HaShecha, is Ma'arev. One thing you're allowed to do is Ma'arvin. So why do I need to ask Erev to him Im HaShecha if I'm allowed to do it Beit Hashemesh still? So the more interesting person, the more is not going to answer the question, but the more it's rough to tell you what this answer of Simon is. The Gufia Zimra Tzifra Bechav Ola Dimils. Now, the more is going to give one answer, and this Simon is that Rav Abba, so Amr Rav Abba, Amr Rav Chia Barashi, Amr Rav, so Rav Abba, Amr Rav Chia Barashi, Amr Rav, said a few different halachas in this Masechta, and this is one of the halachas that he said, and this is the siman for the five things that he said in the Masechta. So whenever it comes up in the Masechta, it says the siman to remember all the different things that he said. Okay, so what did he say? Lo kasha kan beruvet chumen kan beruvet chatzeris. Eruvet chumen is more chomer because there are dinim derais. The concept of chum is at least based on a derisive concept, therefore we dealt with it as it's based on a drush of a smart of a pasuk. Therefore, that's a more chomer than good rabbanon, and that you cannot do benish moshes. And Rebbe Chatzeris, you could yes to do benish moshes. Okay, v'omer rava. Some people want to give some rava. Omer lo dish. Amr lo yishnayim. Say. Yes. Amr Rabbi. Amr lo yishnayim. Say by Ari Valenu. So two people asked him to go make a ruvit tuchumen. This person was willing to go out and place a ruvit tuchumen for them outside of the city. So two people asked him to go out there. One, he placed the Erev down, it was already, it was still day. One, he placed it down, it was already Ben Hashemoshes, it had started. Okay, then, Zeshir V'Lov V'Yoyim, Nechal Eruba Ben Hashemoshes. So, the Erev has to be in place, intact, at the time that the Erev is Chal, and the Erev is Chal, sometime when Shabbos starts, well, something during the Ben Hashemoshes problem period, this Erev got consumed, so we're not sure it was there all the way through the Ben Hashemoshes period. Or it wasn't there through the whole Ben Hashemoshes. So we don't know when Shabbos took effect, whether it was still there or not. And so the one he put in Ben Hashemoshes, so the Erev was consumed after this, it was definitely in Lila. So, So each one all had their Erev there, only part of the Benesh Moshes. One because it only put it down after Benesh Moshes started, one because it wasn't there intact by the time that Benesh Moshes period ended. So Rava says, Shneim Kana Erev, they both Kana Erev. Monoshach. Ib Benesh Moshes Yamama who, if Benesh Moshes is still considered day, so then Basar Likni, Kamalo Likni, the Morse doesn't understand. If Benesh Moshes is considered Yom. Or the Morse, well, Morse speaking it out. The car we should have said, if Benesh Moshes is considered Yom, so only the second one should be Kana, because he put it down, it was still day, and it was there all the way into the time that it became nighttime. And then it was consumed. That's fine. But the Kamalo Likni, the first guy, his heir wasn't there at the end of the Benesh Moshes. LMIV Benesh Moshes Leil Yehu, Benesh Moshes is considered nighttime, so then the Kamal Likni, Basalo Likni. So where it says the Benesh Moshes really is Sveikahu, the Sekhad Rabban Lakula. We deal with Benesh Moshes as a period of time which we're not sure what its status is, and therefore Sekhad Rabban Lakula, we're Mekah for both of them. So the more is coming, even though I just told you, you may not put it down Lachatchila Benesh Moshes, but it does work if you did it. Right. So, because of this, the Sabbath Rabbanim. So, Grash, Im Chashecha, Mi Boy Yoimhu. Im Chashecha means when it's still daytime. Vi Yeshos La Asr La Arab, and it's still time to take care of it. So, that's why we ask it now, because you must take care of it before Benesh Moshes starts. And then the Mor says, some more answers, Be Rubit Chumen, Tikun Ma'alya, that's considered a full fledged Tikun, Das Bechur Rabbanim, Tumen Akroi. Tumen are based on Psukim.
Yeah.
Right. There's no din of extending the tchum on the derai. If you hold tchum on the derai of the base mill, there's no way to extend it. But since the halacha of the tchum derabanan is at asmachur derabanan tchum and akroy, there's this asmachta for it. So there, and now you're changing and you're affecting it. You're making a real change. That's considered a significant change. So it's a tikkun ma'al. You cannot do the benish motions. It's an asmachta. The more we could drush for this and that and that. It's not a significant change in your status. Over here, we're redefining where his makam is, that he's not being shavus in the city, he's being shavus out there, redefining his tchum, which is significant. Over here, saying we're all one big happy family, wonderful. Second, the Benesh Moshes Shabbatam. Therefore, you can do it Benesh Moshes also. Benesh Moshes Kana Erev Shutchilas Kedushas Hayom. So Benesh Moshes is effective for the first fellow. Where is that in the Gemara? I don't know. It's just a fact. Okay. So now Chol Shachol Kelev Adam, somebody came along and ate the Eruv. And the second one, so it was in there, She'er B'lo B'Yom, the one who put down before B'Yom, it was eaten before Benesh Moshes was completed. Niyach Eruv L'Sai V'Tchum B'Yom. Well, Hispik L'Hakshik Mamer Shach Necho Benesh Moshes. And it was consumed before then the Benesh Moshes. And the second one, he put down Benesh Moshes. Name Kono Eruv. The Gabi Hai Shenecho Benesh, for the first one, who it was consumed, so we say it was there beginning Benesh Moshes. We deal with Benesh Moshes. Mashina Leilel, we consider it as nighttime, so therefore it was there when the night started. Rabbeinu Kvar Kiddush Hayom, the day already has started, but Erev time when the Erev was still intact. With Kana Erev, the halacha for B'yosid Amr B'Erev and Savik Erev is kosher. So even though we're Machmer, but the Savik Erev is still valid. We got behind the Hunach Allah Benesh Moshes. When he's coming out of Chashecha, the second one, he put it in late, but it continued into actual definite Lila. So then we say, Mashiach Lai B'Benesh Moshes Yamama, we count it as daytime. V'dayim Lai Kiddush Hayom, Kishah Hunach, we say the Shabbos had not started yet, so he got it in place before Shabbos started. And then, V'Nimtzah Shehoh Yashom, Kibar B'Shas Kiniyas Erev. And then when it came to Vali Lila, the Erev was effective, and it was there. So Morris says, well, if you deal with it as daytime, the one who put down Benish Marshes, it was there when Benish Marshes ended. If you consider it as nighttime, so Kamal the first question, Shari Nechel Mibodyar. Some more answers that it's a Sveiko, and a second Rabbanon Lekula. So Hagar said, Sveiko Rabbanon, he clamored, Ha Milsa the Masafkalon, Ibn Ashmashas, Yamama, Alelia, the Milsa the Rabbanon is Surlon, Rubit Hum, and the Rabbanon. The subject is the subject, the rice. How do you do Ibn Ashmashas? But right now it's the gay to a suffix, the Rabbanon. It occurred in the Rabbanon. Rubit Hum, the Rabbanon, but Hosek, the Rabbanon Lekula. Okay.
That would work if you've got one person who has an Erev Chatzeros and an Erev Tchumen, and one was put down while it was daylight.
Yes, it would also work. Right. Yeah, you would deal with
it.
Right, correct. So the point of the Gemara is telling you, but even though the Chachil, you cannot do a Benish Moshes, it's different than Rubit Chatzeros, but yeah, but it works. So we've explained why, we understand why your master is the Ma'ariv, we understand why you're Ma'ariv now, so let's just address the din of the Tarmin as a Chamin. So, I mean, there's an Issa to Rabbana about Mono, you can't talk Mono on Shabbos. So why is it Mutter Benish Moshes? Amar Rava, Mivnei Ma'a, Omru Ein, Tarmin Medavar Shein Amos of Hevel, Mishich HaSheicha, is Gzer Hashem Yersia. So Rava said the reason why you can't do it is because afraid when he comes to take his pot, which he would like to insulate and keep warm, and he sees that it's not hot enough, so he might be Marcia, he might try and heat up the pot to warm it up in order to then be Matman and keep it hot. So if your goal is to maintain heat, you see it's cooling off, you might go and heat up the pot in a way which is not acceptable. So why isn't that a problem in Ishmoshes? Amalei Stam Kederis, Reis Chusein. That, usually in Ishmoshes, most pots are well heated, so it wasn't because of Suffolk which that's Mutter. It's Varei Mutter because there's no reason to have a Gzera. They didn't feel the need to make the Gzera at all in Ishmoshes. Okay. You didn't keep the things on the fire the whole time, but you would take them off of the fire immediately right before Benish Moshes, and Benish Moshes, they're still with all that heat, and now you want to go be mapping it to be insulated. Didn't they hate? They didn't make it. V'amar Rava, mitnei ma, omer ein tamen b'davar ha-moshef hevel, afilu mi-bajon. Why, which adds heat, there's certain things which add heat, they're also even put them in a situation of hatmana even prior to Shabbos. We're afraid a person might be matman in something which actually, you know, these things have a natural heat source which will, you know, increase heat as opposed to that you put it in coals. Remetz is hot ash which has coals in it. I'm going to buy a yatman. So what are you worried about that? Why? What's wrong with? So let him be matman in remetz. Or says that already not because Gzeres Shema Yichatav Gecholim. Once you have it in the remnants, you're afraid he might stir up the coals. He might try and stir it up on Shabbos. So they said you can't put it in remnants because what you might do on Shabbos. But he said you can't do anything which is similar to remnants. So it's not exactly there because that was all how you set up the Gzeres to make sure that it wouldn't happen. And that's the next. And then the more starts the sugars of how to find Ben Shmoshes. Let's see Rashi, and we'll say that we stopped at a good stopping point. Okay, Zekrashi. How do you say number of 5 lines at the bottom? Mitneima, not Avir Marava, it's a new point. Mitneima, Amr in Tarmad Avr Shedem Asav Hevel on Shabbos. Tamar Umuchin, wool, Muchin, the soft tissue, soft clothing, piece of clothing, Mishach HaShecha, Ketamas Nisun, Temenes HaChamen, you could be mathem, time of the Sabbath HaShecha, it's Mutter, because it's Sabbath HaShecha, Havarech HaShecha, but it's definitely night time. Ain't time, you cannot be mathem. Some Hatmana B'Davar Shana Masav Hevel. General Hatmana B'Zan Ena Masav Hevel. The B'Davar Masav Hevel. A Filim B'Yarim is also Kanam B'Berik Dalet. In Taman, you can't be Matan B'Gephis. Gephis is the Pselis of the, you know, the various Pselis you could get from the harvest. Compost has a natural heat. It has its own internal combustion. So Gephis would do that. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about being matman in the summer and these type of things. Why is it also? Gzera shemayimsa kader also shenitzanando. Because you're coming to be matman it. If you want to maintain the heat, you see it's not. It says how do you want it? So next thing you know, we're afraid the guys with yeshichenat chilul try and heat it up first. And he's going to be doing something which is some element of bishul. So Baya said, "Ben Shmosh is not meaning shmos. This is really a real concern. So we weren't matter any shmos, just any old shmos ben shmosh. We said Rubi Chater is matter, but Rubi Truman is also because it's a significant tikkun. So significant issues are also ben shmosh. I mean, this is pretty heavy. Tikkun Chater is the raisa." But Tanya says an Isle that goes to Ben Ashush Ben Ashmoshes. The Tony Ein Maaser and the Vaday. Vaday is also to be Maaser. So he does hold up the Rabbanans Ben Ashmoshes. Just certain specific, not so significant Rabbanans. He was Maat. So he said, well, the answer is Stam Kederes of Roish Kusein. She said, Ben Ashmoshes, whom I veer me alor. Immediately prior to Ben Ashmoshes, you take it off the fire. We're not worried about maybe it cooled off, but yes, he might heat it up. So Chazal had no need to answer Hatmana Ben Ashmoshes. And why can't they be mounted in the Dabar Shana Moshe of Hevel? My name is Amr, and time of the Moshe of Hevel, film about Yoim. Kisnan l'kamon, l'bi gefes, l'bi zevel, l'bi gab the stam, Hatmana mi bad Yoim hu, to asyina mishach shecha. You're doing it mi bad Yoim, it says you cannot do it in these things. So that's how we know those things are also even mi bad Yoim. Because you weren't doing it on Shabbos. You weren't, right? We'll talk about.
I understand this, you know, people talk about when does it, about when it starts.
But in general, the more it sees Ben Ashmosh, the longer share Ben Ashmosh is over here, which is mentioned, is 3/4 mil. Which probably your longest share for that is about 18 minutes. No. If you learn a mil is 24 minutes, so 18 minutes. We'll say the longest potential 3/4 mil shear would be 18 minutes. So, but remitz Abraham order b'gecholim. That means it's ash with gecholim, and it's still more sabiyatim. The habim v'jaim. So what's wrong with doing that? Because every shami yachad b'gecholim. Mishach hashech. We're afraid if you put in that when in nighttime he might shabal the vashal kadera shlo bishachol tzarcha. See, it's not fully cooked, and he might stir up the coals. Because they're after bishul kol tzarcha, therefore the acid, even if it was fully cooked. Now this Rashi is very important. Rashi learns actually yigra v'ashi yiktim the halacha of either removing the coals or covering them with extra dirt, etc., as a reminder not to stir them, which is the halacha isser of what we call shehiya. Rashi learns that shehiya and atman are the same isser. You know, covering the fire, which we do with the blech, is this din of. Yig time is covering the fire. There's an issue of shehiyah, leaving something on the fire unless it's covered. When in certain there, that Rashi learns is the same din as the issue of hatmona. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. The halachim is skin of harkira. Damar Rabbi Kitma, if you cover it with ash, even though the fire increased on its own, even though it's covered. Mashin aleh chaman shulchan be'yoyim. You're allowed to keep things which are heated be'yoyim on top of it. Cold tzarchai, as long as they're fully cooked, the tavshel is mizal tzarchai. Chamin is hot water. Tavshel is food, cooked foods. Chenam a Rabbi Yechon. That's more so later on. That's more. Okay, so we'll talk about that more when we get to the sugya over there. Exactly, Tosfos difficulties of Rashi's pshat. Tosfos learns there's a separate issur of shehiyah and a separate issur of hatmona. Two separate issurim.